If you are anything like me, you struggle with the problem of too much to do, too little time. This manifests itself in myriad disappointing ways, resulting in pushing off promises we make to ourselves while responding to the crisis du jour. For me, that's often the email that screams the loudest, the organizational challenge of the moment, or the very real needs of my three kids. As joyous, fun, and rewarding as all this is, and as fortunate as I am for it all, it makes it too tempting to ignore other things that are also important, like volunteerism. Volunteerism is not just good for our community, it's also good for our health. According to University of Minnesota researcher Mike Snyder, writing in the book called How to Live to 100, people who volunteer tend to have higher self-esteem, psychological well-being, and happiness. All of these things go up as their feelings of social connectedness go up, which in reality it does. Volunteerism also improves their health and even their longevity. Maryland is teeming with many good organizations offering diverse opportunities to volunteer and get involved. Although I now run a large not-for-profit, I've had the privilege of serving several other causes and charitable organizations near and dear to my heart over the years. Snyder's research resonates with me, and I'm sure with many folks listening to this. Answering that voice within us to renew our souls by helping others through volunteering is a great way to stave off the effects of too much to do, too little time, and to improve both your personal and the community's health and well-being. I'm John Hoey, President and CEO of the Y of Central Maryland for WYPR, your NPR news station.